Be with you. For those of you that struggled to remember what Jed spoke about last week, I'm going to ask you another question. What is the theme of the songs and our worship being this morning? Breaking chains. Breaking chains. And while I was at the conference and we sang that song, that Jesus will break every chain. And I had a real challenge in my understanding, in my thoughts, in my heart, because I thought, have I got stuff that I haven't allowed Jesus to break? So I'm just going to explore a little bit around that theme about having our chains broken. And we don't just want to know about it, we want to experience it. And that is the real difference, I think, between what does this church believe? We believe in prayer, but we believe that God makes a difference. We believe that every time we meet together, we have an encounter with God, and God wants to do something in our hearts. So this morning, I just want you to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, to reveal maybe some chains that you have, and let's see them broken. Right, can you put that PowerPoint up for me, please? Okay. That'll be behind me, just as a reminder. It says there that Jesus breaks every chain. Not just the chains you think he can break, but he breaks every chain. So let's not limit what Jesus wants to do in our hearts, in our lives right now. He wants to break every chain. We don't just want to know about him breaking chains, we want to experience it in our lives. I just want to read to you from John 5. It says this: "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings." So this was a discussion that Jesus was having with Pharisees, with religious leaders, and they were trying to establish, who are you? Who are you? And Jesus said, look, you've seen me. You've seen my life. You've lived with me. You've experienced me working amongst you. And now you're coming to me and saying, who are you? Who are you, Jesus? And this morning, we can be in that position where we know all about Jesus, yet we refuse to come to him to have life. It's always a key, that. One of the songs that we sang said, "You called my name and I ran out of that grave. You called my name and I ran." So Jesus is calling this morning, but who's doing the running? You and me. I run out of the grave. He breaks the chains, we've got to move. He breaks the things in our heart that need to be broken, but we have to move. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through the message this morning. We want to live in the reality of what God has given us through Jesus Christ. He breaks every chain. You may think you've got no chains, which is awesome. But allow the Holy Spirit just to speak to you right now. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for all that you are, all that you've done through Jesus Christ. And here we are this morning in a little town called Denton, and you want to break chains. You want to amaze us with your power in our lives. So this morning, as we just listen to your word, break chains in our heart. Amen. The challenge of our faith is the continual challenge of change. And we talk about that quite a lot here because we recognize that our faith life is a journey. Our starting point is salvation, that moment when we have the truth and reality of the love of Jesus Christ revealed to our hearts. When we make that step and acknowledge that we need help, we cannot deal with the sin element in our lives on our own, and we need to put our faith in Jesus Christ who came, he died, he rose again, he overcame the power of sin that we might have life. From that moment, Jesus is breaking into our hearts, into our lives, into our understanding, day by day. It's a journey. He's trying to make us anew. He's changing us from glory to glory. In other words, every day we should be better than the day before. We should be reflecting more of the glory of God. We should be reflecting more of the power of God in our hearts and in our lives, because he's changing us and transforming us. It will be awesome if the moment we got saved, we were like Jesus. It would be great, that, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have to do anything. Well, that's not the way it works. Jesus lives in our heart, and he is changing and transforming us. Some areas we let him into, some we don't. Some have got chains around them, and we don't think anybody can break those things. But Jesus wants to journey with us. So when we are born again and we're engaging with this journey for life, and I can remember as a young believer, and I've said this before, just wanting this process to be over because it was so painful, because God was continually going, you need to change that, you need to think about that, I don't like your attitude there. And I think, when is this going to finish? When is it going to be over? I want to tell you that it's still going on. So if you want to be like Jesus, you've got to understand that you've got to go engage with this process of him changing you. I think one of the difficulties we have as Western believers is we think we've got it sorted, we understand it, and we sometimes settle for somewhat less than actually what God has got for us. We run a course here called Freedom in Christ, and we do it on a regular basis. And every time I do it, I'm set a little bit more free, because Jesus is working in me. He sets me free. So I want you to understand that however you are today, it isn't it. It isn't the end. There is more for you than what you think. That's what the Bible says, doesn't it? I want to do more than you can imagine or think. Let's not limit God in our thinking. So the challenge of our faith is this change process. Now, when somebody says to you, this is what you need, we can have two responses. We can go, yes, I do. Like Zacchaeus, he went to listen to what Jesus had to say. He was desperate to hear something of truth. And when he heard truth, he embraced it. He was born again. He spent time with Jesus, and it transformed his life. Well, we've got the story of the rich young man who wanted life. What do I do that I might have eternal life? Well, this is what you've got to do. You go away, sell all your goods, give it away to the poor, then you'll have eternal life. That rich young man rejected the solution to his salvation. Jesus pinpointed his chains. But he didn't want to know about that. He wanted to walk away. Sometimes we don't recognize that we need change. Have you ever experienced that in your own life or with those around you? I used to work with a man many years ago who had a hygiene problem. You could smell him. He didn't know. He was totally unaware of it. And you think, well, it's obvious, isn't it, really? Everybody else can recognize that you need a change, but he didn't. And sometimes when we are dealing with Jesus, he points out the obvious, but we've still got to respond to that. And sometimes we're not aware of what Jesus wants to do in our life. We're not aware of it. And that's the great thing about the Holy Spirit, that he reveals to us the obvious. Sometimes we can get into life situations where we know we need something,
but we don't know what it is. We don't know what to do. And you may be sat here this morning with something going on in life and you go, I don't know what to do. I need something. I need an answer from somewhere, but I don't know where that answer is going to come from. As believers, we believe Jesus breaks every chain. We believe that he does those things that we can't do. He does the impossible. If we come to him with just a grain of faith, he can move a mountain. I want to see this in the church. I want to see this in this church. I want to see the glory of God revealed through each of us without limit. He wants to break the chain of our thinking. Jesus had a mission. And I love this in John 10:10. It says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. That's a huge statement, is it? Have it to the full. We can have life to the full, shaken together, pressed down and running over. That's why Jesus came. That's why he came. John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you're not free today, know the truth and it will set you free. And then John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. It says you are free indeed. When you're set free by Jesus Christ, he sets you free. You are no longer in bondage. He sent Jesus to break the chain of sin in our lives. Now, many of us here this morning, if not all of us, will know this, because we talk about it quite a lot. We believe in Jesus Christ and his mission to earth. We understand it theologically, and we want to apply it to our lives. But let's not be like the Pharisees who refused to come to him to have life. Let's not be like that. He came to give us life. Let's receive it from him. Sin is a powerful force in our world. And we talk about the power of sin. And I always describe sin as it's not just doing something wrong. It's the power behind the things that make us do those things. It's something that we can't control. It's something that we cannot overcome. Sin is very, very powerful. And if we have a global view of the world, we can see the impact of sin on our world. It just brings death and destruction. It brings wars. It brings devastation economically and nationally, relationship-wise. Sin seeks every way it can to destroy. Jesus came to overcome the power of sin in your life and in my life so that we can stand and just stand against the power of sin, not in our own strength or our own understanding, but in his name and in his authority. It says in Romans 6:10, when he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. And Hebrews 2:14, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. Only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power over death. Jesus' mission was to come into this world and break the power that is seeking to destroy us in life and in death and in our eternal hope. That's what the devil is trying to do. He's trying to destroy all of that. Jesus came. He overcame the power of death. He overcame the power of sin, so that he might be able to give us life to the full. In our journey with God, our daily journey, there are things in our lives that are deep-rooted. They become entangled in who we are, they become part of us and we learn to live with them. This is quite hard. There's a lot of stuff in our lives that limits us. Our thinking really limits us. Some spiritual stuff can limit us. Some things from the past, events from the past, can limit us as people, even as believers. Our health can limit us. But Jesus came to break the chain of everything that stops you and me thriving. He wants us to thrive. Jed talked about the army breaking chains. We are called as a church to break the chains in other people's lives. Not through our own strength, but by taking this message in authority and in power, and going out there and breaking the chains of the power of sin in people's lives. For us to do that, we've got to be living in that place where we are free, where those chains are not restricting us, where our chains are broken. We don't need to accept the restriction of sin. We place our burden on Him and allow Him to break the things in our lives that are restricting us. One of the things that you find when you have a weakness, when you have something that overwhelms you, when you have something that you just can't break, is that you will have been trying for a long time to do that. It's what we do as humans. I've got an escapee. There we go. We try and cope. We try and deal with it. We try and find solutions to it. We try and work our way around it. We try and change our thinking and our understanding so that we can deal with the problem. But there are some things that you can't. That's why Jesus came, to break the power in your life of these chains that are binding you. He offers His life. We have to accept it. So what we're talking about this morning is more than knowing that Jesus breaks chains, but we want to experience it in our lives. Now that can be quite embarrassing. You know, we're British. I don't want to say to anybody that I'm not coping, that I'm not all right, that I have something in my life that needs dealing with. But that's why we have the Holy Spirit, that kind of draws us. He reveals our heart. He draws us to truth. And He opens up our heart to allowing God to work in it. We can't do it ourselves. That's the awesomeness of Jesus Christ. And when He begins to do this in our lives, we will just worship Him. We won't need Ray. We won't need him. We won't need him. Yeah. We will just come in here and worship, because He's doing stuff in our lives and we go, wow, I never thought that. I never knew that was possible. I never thought that would ever change, that would ever transform, that would ever be broken in my life. I just can't wait to get into church on Sunday to worship Him. What a church that would be. What a church. Acts 12:6-8. Peter was in prison for his faith. So the night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains between two soldiers. Other guards stood at the prison gate. Suddenly there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel struck him on the side to waken him. He was obviously in a deep sleep. Wake up. Struck him on the side. Get up. The angel struck him. Get up. And the chains fell off his wrists. Then the angel told him, get dressed and put on your sandals. And he did. Now put on your coat and follow me, the angel ordered. So Peter was in prison. He was in chains. Then he was set free. He didn't know it. He didn't know that the angel of the Lord was there standing by his side. He was asleep. Maybe you're asleep and you need a good kicking to wake you up. I think the angel, Peter, wake up. I'm here. His chains fell off. But Peter had to follow him to get to his freedom. You called my name, and I ran out of that cave. We've got to follow him. We've got to do the things that he tells us to do. What an amazing theology this is. But we want more than theology. We want the reality of that working in our lives. Maybe as we've been talking today, the Holy Spirit is giving you a bit of a kick on the inside and trying to wake you up to something that needs breaking, that something that you need releasing from something that you have chains on and they need breaking, that you need setting free. To break chains needs a great deal of power. I don't know whether you've ever tried to break a chain, but you need to be quite strong. And the chains in our lives are those chains that are invisible. We can't see them, but they're restricting who we are in him. The chains that bind us can only be broken because it's Jesus' power, not ours. We kind of hand it over to him and go, can you break this because I can't? Can you deal with this because I can't? I've come to the end of my own strength. And I will tell you that when you come to that place, he says, when you're weak, then you're strong. Because you have that realization, you have that moment when you realize that in your own strength you can't do it. And that's a position of strength because we then put our faith in him to do it. Stop trying to do it yourself. You know that Jesus came to break every chain. Let him do it. We do this by faith. There's a whole new sermon about what happens when Jesus breaks chains, what we can do. But this morning, I just want to allow time for you to reflect on who Jesus is and what he wants to do in your life. Have you got chains that need to be broken? And sometimes this is the hard bit of listening to messages. That we go, oh, that was really good, that. I agree with everything that Mark said this morning. But I've got a chain in my life. But I'll sort it out later. Jesus always wanted to do it now. When Jesus was on earth, people went to him and he healed them there and then. They didn't wait till in case he might come by again in a year or 2 years' time. They saw a man, the man of God, who was doing amazing things, who was setting people free from all kinds of afflictions, physical and spiritual, and they said, I want some of that. I want him to do that for me. Let's go. Wham. We're quite courteous, aren't we? Well, I'm not sure I feel like it this morning. I'm not sure I want God to do something in my life this week. It might be a little bit embarrassing. People might think that I'm not quite as good as what they think I am. Those kind of things are chains. That thinking is a chain. It restricts who you are. It restricts what God wants to do in you and through you. Have you got any chains that need breaking? Well, we're going to let the Holy Spirit minister now, whatever that means. But we want chains to be broken this morning. We don't just want to go away from here in the same way in which we came in. If you have a chain, let him break it. And part of listening to the Word of God is that it says, as you listen to the Word of God, it kind of inspires, it grows faith in your heart, and you begin to see things are possible. It begins to bring clarity to our thinking, to our understanding, to our spiritual heart that's on the inside, and doors start to open and you go, yeah, I can see that and I want Jesus to do it. Well, we've got to run when we see the opportunity. When he breaks a chain, we run. We run out of that cave and we don't go back into it. So I'm going to hand over to Jed. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I've got a song that we can just allow to minister to our hearts. Now, you can do this yourself. You can allow God to break your chains where you are. If you need somebody to support you through that, you want prayer.